How do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is...
The Spike on the Mic Show!
We good?
Oh, there we go.
Spike check one, spike check two. Don't let your ears deceive you. It is not the voice of Spike on the Mic, but the illustrious Gas Man, guest hosting the show. Thank you, Spike, for the opportunity for guest hosting the show. Oh, thank you. At this time, we got to go around and say who else is on the show. Let's start with why we're here. Jeez. This is why we're here. We call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm speaking like a man who can speak with a Swedish-Spanish accent.
That's a new one on me.
Hump and Himony.
All right. Dude. I can't laugh while I'm one hosting the show. And to your left, this is the guy we call. He's a savant. I call him a sports guru, ex-professional athlete, ex-radio broadcaster, professional and all-around great guy. We call him Bill Smarts. Bill Smarts, how you doing?
I'm sticking like a salesman at a Hoover store. I mean, between you, just spike check one, spike check two, just paying tribute to the host of the show, between the guy over to my right who just has his nose up the butt of whomever the host is, my God, what a suck-up show. Seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Smart, some of us, I'm privileged to be in a host seat, as it was just a guess merely months ago, so I got to kiss up a little bit.
Well, you had the big name, so why not?
Exactly right. Thank you. I should be putting myself over. And I'm going to sue Paramount Pictures because they made a movie about our man, the real man behind the scenes, the man behind the curtain. He is really great and powerful, not like they made him out of joke to be in a movie. Our great and powerful man running the soundboard and everything. PWs. PW, how you doing?
You know, I'm not going to be like everybody else and say how I was sticking, because you never asked anybody how they were sticking. You say,
Thank you.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great.
That's fabulous.
Look at that. You sucked up by throwing an S on the back of his name, too. PWs.
It was habit. That's all I've been hearing since I've been on the show. And now we're going to introduce the man without sucking up, who allows me to be the guest host, the man this show is named after. Baseball professional, radio professional, all-around professional, and a great guy. Spike on the Mic. Spike, how you's doing?
I's doing well. And look, so far, you're doing a marvelous job. This is one of the best introductions.
Oh, my God.
Guest
host. Stop it, Steve.
Now, this is what he's expecting from us. You understand? You see what's going on here?
All suck
crap.
Up.
My God.
Before we continue on, I have to ask.
Yeah.
What do you mean that Paramount dogged out PW?
Because they made a fraudulent movie called The Wizard of Oz about how the wizard being a fraud guy.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain yeah. when he was really controlling everything.
Exactly.
PW is controlling everything, and he is great and powerful, and they disrespected him in that movie.
I am Oz, the great and powerful.
Oh,
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
See how they disrespected him?
I got you.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. And I learn something every day.
There you go. And we're also joined by someone who is a guest on the show. I guess she didn't have anything better to do. Not. I'm just playing.
Great call.
No, I just met her tonight. A lovely lady. This is the great Janet. Janet, how you doing?
Good. Is my microphone on?
It is now.
It is just awfully thoughtful
of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Great and powerful.
Yeah,
thank
you. It gets to me.
Well, see, powerful. See, everybody's names were changed, and you know.
Yeah. You didn't ask me how I was sticking.
Well, no. That's what the host does.
It's the how you're
so prepared for.
Now,
I say how you doing, but for you, because you won't. I say how you doing.
I'm happy to be here.
You know, Janet has her own website, Mark.
She does.
Really? It's janetscialis.com. It's JanetScialis.com.
A savant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sports, the numbers guru.
He's all knows all. He
knows
everything.
Man.
He knows everything.
He's great. He's all knowing.
He's amazing.
And if you want to know anything about the stars, she'll tell you.
I'm your girl. Yeah,
really? I'm a Gemini. How
are
messed,
you really?
How messed up am I?
Actually, you're not. This is a good year for you.
Oh, really?
Oh, me too.
But
great.
The thing about Geminis is we say, how messed up am I? Mm-hmm. It's like, if there was just one of you, it would be so easy to figure you out. But
so many
Geminis, you never know what you're getting because they don't know either.
Yeah, we don't.
They don't. They wake up in the morning and go, I'm not really sure.
Guess
not. And so the challenge with Geminis are they're so interesting. They're articulate, witty, intelligent, communicative.
Articulate? Oh,
they are. They are. So just how they are.
Yes, we are.
But the challenge is that they don't know how they're going to respond till about 5 seconds before they do. So it makes their behavior hard to predict. And we like to think we can predict.
That is so scary.
But everybody, all like to think that if we stimulate you a particular way, you're going to respond a particular way.
Is there any chance, because PW is a Gemini too, and I know that, are they the actual twins?
I think we are.
Are they the twins?
I think we are.
They could indeed
be. We look an awful lot alike.
You do. You do.
I get lost. I mean, whenever I'm sitting here on the show all the time.
Easy to say.
Sitting here, I'm like,
actually, if their beards were the same.
Same length.
I'm telling you, your nose is,
damn near the same color.
Pretty much,
Is it true that Gemini's...
I don't get out as much.
That's true. Nobody gets out as much as I do. Now, is it true that Geminis have an evil twin?
When Geminis are good, they're very, very good. When they're bad, they're awful.
Okay,
Geminis
so
have
true.
That little guy on their shoulder where with that goofy where there's the good goofy
and that's
and the
not
bad
me.
Goofy.
That's
and,
not
and they
me.
Oh,
never
that's
know
me
which,
100%.
And they never know which one they're going to listen to. And it's hard to predict. And it's hard to be a Gemini because they don't know.
That's right. We
you
don't.
And I look at them and go, you're driving me crazy. And go, it's like I'm not doing it deliberately, Jan. You know, it's just how I am. So.
All right.
And they get along well with Libras.
No, it's the air sign on both of us,
the
right?
The air sign. See? The air Guess sign man, on both of you.
What's the date of birth?
May 26, 1967.
24th.
Get out of here!
Yeah!
Oh my God,
brother,
that's amazing.
One of our dads was a hoe.
Guys, get a room.
I got a grandson that's a part of that. He's May 26 too, and he's a Gemini.
Oh,
he's as charming as
get out of here.
As charming as the day is long.
Is he as black as the two of us?
And he could hit a baseball when he was the first day he could stand. I taught him how to hit a baseball off a tee. Had him catch him when he was 7 months old to protect his face. And then hitting when he was 8 months old. So,
awesome.
Geminis.
Geminis are great. We're going to get back into some more astrology talk, I'm sure, during the work. But right, first, we got to have a word from our sponsors.
He's better than me.
Say that
Spike
again.
Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And the official home of the Spike on the Mic Show.
Oh, that's
we
nice.
We are down here in our beautiful, comfortable, not plushes, but comfortable studios at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue.
Excellent. He did that without
the
cue
great
cards.
Mandy is waiting on us tonight. Come down to see Mandy. Come see us to see how the sausage is made.
Hey, Gassman, can I ask and just interject one thing real quick, please? Because, Janet, you have been a frequent guest on the show, but it's been a long time. And you are asking if we're broadcast online, but PW, it is what? St. Pete, Radio St.
Radio St. Pete.com.
Yeah. That's fabulous. So people can actually tune in and listen to us.
And live.
I love it.
Yeah.
And they call in too?
Yes, they can.
Oh, my God.
Funny you mention that because we are a caller-driven show.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You can reach us at 813-699-3900. Call in and say hello to the gas man and everyone else.
And Spike has won an award since the last time you saw him, too.
Yes, it's true.
Wait, we're not only award deserving, we are award winning.
Wait, hold on a second. I think I know where Smotch was trying to say. Were you trying to pick up on my baseball acumen?
No.
Acumens?
No. Okay. No, I was just informing Janet.
No, you don't
Janet.
Have any of those.
I don't?
Yeah. No. I was just informing Janet because she's
no,
been
you lost
here
the championship on your time at bat. Yeah.
And this might actually be more of a resume builder now for her now because
absolutely. I'm tweeting you right now to my 500 Twitter followers.
Award-winning, not just award-deserving.
Awesome. Hold on a second.
Yes.
How does Janet get to be award-winning?
No.
She can help you.
This is the award winning.
You won an award.
We won an award.
You won
a few
an
months
award.
Ago.
Are you listening to the show?
Yes.
And I'm trying to tell Janet that last time she was here it was just award deserving. Now you actually have an award in your name.
But as I keep telling you guys, that's our moniker, award deserving.
Sure.
No. We can't abandon
it. No, moniker, that's a slogan. Moniker. Your moniker is Spike.
Shut up, Spike.
Different kind of moniker, Spike. People is that the right name?
And you're known for being
Spike on MIC.
Just Spike.
Yes.
Is that it? No. The radios. So
yes.
I can...
Radio St. Pete.
That's it?
That's what. If
dot
I,
com?
That's what no, dot com. You can say dot com, yes.
Yes, dot com.
Okay. Yes.
You know what I just realized?
Nope.
Spike gave up his headset microphone to
I
the
know.
Gas man.
I know, right?
I
How
know.
Cool is that?
He's the host.
Yes.
And he hasn't belched once in it yet. The gas man has it.
I'm a professional beer drinker.
Yes.
Let's give the phone number one more time.
813-699-3900.
Wow.
We are a caller-driven
radio
show.
Radio voice, right? A caller-driven show.
Got it.
All right, this wasn't in my topics, but I got to talk
Sorry.
About this.
Uh-oh.
It's the elephant in the room,
It went
man.
In your show
oh,
prep.
Gosh.
It's not in my show prep, but I got to talk.
Go ahead.
Why can't Florida get a damn election right?
Oh,
why are we
man.
Still doing this?
Yeah.
Is anybody else, you go out and you vote and you do your civic duty, and that's, but no, it's not over. Why the hell can't we get an election right? What the hell is going on?
Venus, I can answer that. I can give you an astrological
Please.
Answer.
Please.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything. This is
Venus,
ridiculous.
Venus, the planet of love, is retrograde. Meaning moving backwards, and it won't, and it doesn't go direct till November 15th, and that's when the election will be decided. Mm. So,
isn't that interesting?
How we roll. And the other thing is that it was the eclipse cycle is 18.9 years, and we had the gigantic eclipse that went across the United States last summer. And it's in the sign of Leo, and 18 years ago is when the last time we had the hanging chad. Seeing that the eclipse cycle is in the same place now that it was back then, with probably the same outcome.
I just happened to be in Spartanburg, South Carolina, when it eclipsed, and I got to see it. It was so eerie. It was like the whole. It was like dark outside. Right. You could hear frogs. It was completely scary.
Were your chads? Were your chads hanging at the time?
my chads are always hanging.
And when is Uranus in retrograde?
I know. Is it now?
I don't do that anymore.
I forgot where I was. Yeah, now.
Exactly.
It's retrograde. That's exactly right. And Mars now, thank God, is finally leaving Aquarius and going into Pisces. But that's what all that's about.
Wow.
So, it repeats itself.
Cool. All right. The main topic. Topic-changing music?
Oh, topic-changing music. Yes.
Oh, I guess this is me again. Since I didn't get it all right last week and I did not hit the post multiple times, but I did now.
And I just
that was so close.
I just noticed conspicuous. We have an absent member of the show, but we won't talk about it.
Anyway. You're a Gemini. Yeah, you can play both roles.
Dr. Captain Clark is absent because he had an excuse.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going to go with work related.
We all need an
work
excuse.
Related, for sure.
Yeah. I understand it was he was a little disappointed that Steve nor I showed up to his event last night, and that's why.
That's true. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Spike and I were there. What the hell?
Yes, I was there.
What event?
Yeah. Even Monica was there.
Yeah, even Monica showed up. He is in a movie.
Good. That was he did the air quotes.
He was in a movie where it was a premiere at the Bellagio Cinema. They shot a
plane train,
hashtag plane train, where they shot stand up comedy on the tram at the Tampa International Airport.
Okay, so this was like the premiere.
Yeah, it was the premiere.
And you guys skipped it.
I forgot or didn't know.
Steve just didn't care.
Forgot or didn't know. I think it's my fault because as I was driving there, I thought about
calling them, and then you didn't.
Yeah. And then I said,
never mind. Yeah. I'll keep driving.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I thought about Steve, and then I put my phone away.
You can't text him.
I was exhausted from watching 501 yards of offense and 3 points yesterday.
Oh, God.
So.
That's later on, buddy. We're getting to that.
I have something to say about that, if we could talk sports.
No, we're getting to that. You see my box hat? We're getting to that later. We're getting to that.
Did we finish up getting the Florida voting thing done?
It's just a cluster F. Does anybody have it? I don't know. What's going on?
At least I had a comment on it. Yeah. You guys did.
What do you say, Spike?
I don't understand it. I'm thinking it's, as I am a voter, I don't like to do my mail-in or my early voting thing.
Me
because
I,
those are ones they put in the closet and they say they only count them. They only count them if it's close.
Yep.
You know, if it's a landslide.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree.
That's not true. They don't actually say that ever.
If it's a landslide, there's no need to cut them.
No.
I mean, to count them.
I think what he's saying is true.
So you're saying the votes aren't counted is what you're saying?
Yeah.
It is not true.
Not if they don't open those envelopes unless they have to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
but what's going to happen is, and this is something that I'll give you guys a little tidbit. What they're going to happen is they're going to open up all them votes and they're going to get them Al Gore votes.
They finally found them.
Yes, that's what's going to happen.
That was a long way to go to get to that.
I only vote on election day.
You got there, though.
I only vote on election day. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Because I want to make sure my candidate is still alive. There was a guy, a pimp in Henderson, Nevada, got elected and he was dead.
Yeah.
And they even said on the polling places, this candidate is dead. They said, we don't care. We're going to vote for him anyway. Yeah,
the pimp.
A beloved pimp, clearly.
Yeah, the guy from the brothel.
From the cat house, yeah.
Yeah,
I can't think of his name, but yeah.
So I like to make sure my candidate's alive when I cast my
Dennis
ballot.
Something.
Dennis Hoff, that's his name. Shout out to Dennis Hoff.
That's rest
in peace,
rest
my brother.
Peace.
I love that show, the cat
Representative
house.
Hoff.
Yeah, he would have won, too.
Yeah.
The candidate that lost, the Democratic candidate, said that she had would have had a better chance if he had survived. Because it's just a deeply Republican area, and people didn't like him, so they weren't going to vote for him. But once he died, they knew that a Republican would be appointed in his place,
hilarious.
So they voted for him.
That's
and the sad part about that, he didn't leave his license to anyone. They come and shut him down. The cat house is brothel to shut down.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they shut it. All the prostitutes try to work because he didn't leave his license.
Oh.
His liquor license and everything was in his name.
No.
So he didn't leave it to anybody.
This is disturbing news.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't go to Las Vegas anymore.
I think he was up in the Carson City area.
Yeah, Carson City, yeah. It's like a 45-minute ride from.
Can't drive through then on your way.
First name, Johnny. I wait to throw that joke out there. Get it? Johnny Carson.
Yeah, John.
Johnny.
Is that right? His first name was Johnny?
You know, I understand that the Dr. Captain Clark video last night was a little problematic because people weren't laughing generally from the parking garage to that. Were you performing?
That was a long wait. Why the laughter? That was as funny as my
I knew it was
Johnny.
A long way to go. Yeah,
was it?
Yeah, Johnny was
it really?
My Johnny was a lot faster.
Okay.
Okay. As you guys continue on, since I am on, I am not hosting. I am doing our chat line. We got a lot of people out there. We like Anal says hi and then,
Anal.
Yeah. Well, Freddie says, "Is this live with Memorex?" I said,
oh,
"Yes."
Man.
And we got the sisters online. So everybody, how y'all doing? Talk to them, I guess.
How you doing? Thank you for joining in on the chat line and being a part of the show and listening. Thank you very much.
Yeah, have them call in.
Yeah.
You know, nobody ever called
813-699-3900. I called in when I was out of town.
You did.
Is that the first time you've ever said the number? Because you said it so much better than Spike's.
Yeah. So much better.
That's why
Spike's.
His name is bigger on the sign.
Yeah.
Some of us speak the Queen's English better than others. That's all I'm saying. Allegedly.
You might want to beat me right now. I'm going to cuss him out.
Oh, stop.
All right. Here we go. Are we doing the election now?
It's your show.
Whatever you're doing.
I just wanted to say the people in Broward are doing the best they can. They've got a lot of votes to count.
They're old.
They're trying to count each one, and they just want to do a good, thorough, complete job.
Are you sucking up to them? Man, you suck
they're
up
really,
to everybody.
They're really good people, and I just want everybody to know
the
that they're
going
to do a really good
job.
He's
got another bee farm down there. That's where he's moving when he leaves here. He's got to make sure his property's still good.
Really good people down there.
Going to be good.
Doing a great job.
All right, topic changing music.
All righty.
Well, another topic, another minute, another show, another guest host here on the Spike on the Mic show.
Thank you, Spots.
Okay. Featuring Gas.
Gas man and the gas and the guest seat. Thank you. This story is so disgusting, I couldn't get it out of my brain.
Oh, man.
If you're eating right now or you're going to eat in a while, just don't.
Oh, this sounds like it's going to be
good. Delta passenger sat in poo And the plane took off despite his pleas.
Oh, no.
Dude, his own poo, somebody else's poo.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah. They thought it was dog feces, but it was an old man sitting in the seat before him.
Wait, no.
How did they thought it was dog?
That's what the stewardesses told him.
Yeah.
And the guy sat, though, looking at it, go, oh.
Here's my thing.
Let me
sit on
this.
How do you sit in a chair without looking at it first? He said he sat down, and then he realized that something was wrong.
Oh, there's something squishy and warm down there.
I bet it was his own.
How do you sit down? Oh, my God.
So no, not
through. How do you not notice that?
That's what I'm saying. How can you not smell it when you get on the plane? How can you not smell it? I can smell it from a mile away. So he sits in it, and then he gets up. I'm sitting in feces. They gave him a bottle of gin and some paper towels to clean up with.
Bottle of gin?
A little mini airplane bottle.
What airline? I have to ask what airline.
Delta Airlines.
Ooh.
Yeah. I ain't flying them.
So they gave him a bottle, and then he says, I want to talk to, they said you got to talk to a gate agent. So to get him off of the plane, the gate agent says, what's your problem? Like, she gives him attitude.
Oh, of course.
And he was like, I'm covered in feces. What do you want me to do? She says, you can get on the plane or get off of the plane. The plane is leaving. And he gets back on the plane.
Yeah.
Now, what happened was they compensated him and gave him some free tickets and stuff.
Right. 500 miles.
How do you...
5,000, 50,000
What do you do in that situation? Yeah. How can they not know? Number one, how can they not ground the plane for a biohazard for number one?
Yeah, really.
It's a biohazard, man. Yeah. But the plane took off. And then when if you
it's
get on a plane...
Biohazard. It actually took off?
And then when you get to... You're the gate. You got to get out of the plane covered in crap.
I guess the question, though, like...
No blankets on the airplane? I would have taken those clothes off, thrown them out,
towels and
blanket around.
I don't know.
Was the perpetrator partly just seepage, or was it an actual...
They don't know.
I'm just curious.
See, they were saying they thought it was a German Shepherd that was on the flight, but it turns out the German Shepherd was in the other seat. No. It was an old man that was sitting in that seat before.
Nice. They tried to blame the dog.
He tried to blame it on the dog.
Always.
Did the man walk out with... poop-laden pants.
I guess. And how did anybody see that? No, this is
I'm
after
thinking
that.
He had an opening.
You think?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So he dropped trowel.
Yeah.
And
or he had like some sort of an opening in the bag.
Is that commonplace?
Maybe it was a colostomy bag, maybe.
I have one right now, yeah. Because, you know.
And I don't
I never
anything.
Know when I'm going to have to, you know.
They're going
to
shut down Hooters.
You got a zipper in the back.
It's not like we're going to stop the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a zipper in the back and you forgot the zipper was down.
Yeah. All I right. think so.
But
yeah.
My question is, what do you do, man? Because when I was in the Army, we had to go for months without out in the field without a shower, man. I got to be clean. I got to have a shower every day. But what do you do if you set it? I mean, number one, how do you not see it before you sit in it? No. Well, I would have got off of that plane. I don't care.
Maybe it was clear. Maybe it was clear, too.
I've seen the pictures. It wasn't clear.
It wasn't clear. And you know what, P-Dub? I think those pants you have might be popular in an alternative style club.
Absolutely, yeah.
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 All right, I'm going to throw a monkey in the wrench here.
You have a wrench?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're the monkey. That's right.
Hey.
Dude.
Okay, Ron DeSantis.
What are you ripping off?
What's that guy named? Howard Cosell? Was it Howard Cosell? No.
No, Ron DeSantis.
Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek.
Go ahead.
Well, Howard Cosell was the one who said, look at the little monkey run.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Jimmy the Greek.
He was the one who just said they're bred that way.
Yeah, bred that way. You're right. Yeah,
why Howard, you could jump
two different things. Yeah,
it was
two different things.
Oh, yo.
It was good breeding for jumping.
Anyway, you got a wrench you're going to throw in the work.
All right. In any event, let the monkey speak.
That's just rude.
Let's just check on our twit line. Chat line. So what I'm thinking is
this send those letters to
PW.
CW.
It's been great being on the Aragon.
They forgot the
Spike on the mic.com. But here's I want you guys to think about this. What if said customer squatted on himself during the flight? Because you know he said you can't leave the seat while they're don't leave your seat.
Right.
Then he tried to blame it on the airline.
But the plane hasn't. He was got on the plane. So you're saying he went when he sat down?
Yes. I think he might have lost control, and then now he was trying to blame it on
you
the dog.
I didn't think about
or
that.
Or the TIE.
But that's the
possible.
Question I was having.
That's possible.
Was it seepage, or did he pull the pants down? Was it through the pants?
He was saying there were feces in the seat and on the floor. So I don't know how it got
down
where
the leg?
It got. Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's a picture of it. It's on his shoe.
Oh, it's all right.
Don't show the picture.
I think that's SpikeOnTheMic.com.
That's
why stuff.
Good reason to be on the radio right now.
Yeah. I'll post the picture on the website.
Thank you.
Okay, so the guy stepped in it, went to tie his shoe,
put his foot up on the seat.
He sat down and then he smelled it and something wasn't right and then he went down to thought it was a cell phone. Something was under his feet, but it was actually poop. No, he thought it was something under his feet.
No, Steve was describing the actions of the perpetrator.
Yeah, the perpetrator probably put his shoes on, stepped in it, put his foot up on the seat, and tied his...
Oh,
is this from experience?
No, I'm just trying to think how it would be, how it would get on the seat. Without the pants.
No, it was under. It was in the seat of the seat. Yeah. Like they got in right. On the floor. It wasn't on the front of the seat.
No, it was inside. Is on the, actually in the seat.
Yes.
Without dropping his pants, I'm trying to think how that would get there.
I don't know.
He could have been wearing shorts and no underwear. I mean, there's a lot of ways that could
I'm
happen.
I'm telling you, the zipper crack. That's that's really how it's done.
Yeah. Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, it's a thing for old people. You know, because you never know when we have to go.
And I've also seen it on Pornhub too.
See, shorts. With that's what I'm thing. Talking about. Shorts, no underwear. It makes that's it easy. You can see how that could happen.
And they do make underwear with zippers. I've seen it on Pornhub.
Are y'all guys in agreement with me that it was the guy who got on the plane and trying to deflect the blame?
No, I'm still having trouble with Delta going. Too bad for you.
Yeah, how can you not shut
the
plane
one I'm
down,
really
man?
Having, or
when you see it, why can't you just cancel off? Steve,
something.
I don't care if
something.
My luggage was on that plane. I would have got off of that plane, and I'm sorry. I'm
out. I would have put a plastic bag over the seat and said, out of order.
Out of order.
Something. Yeah, anything.
I'm sure they had a garbage bag.
I like that.
Sounds like you're stunned just by the shitty service.
Oh,
I
had a joke a long time ago, and I was going to use the word shitty, but I thought, no, I shouldn't.
It hadn't, you know. Yeah. I was a little shocked though that the gas man would introduce such a shitty topic.
Oh God.
Okay. You got any more?
Wait a minute.
Absolutely. You want me to stop?
No. Call him Butter because he's on a roll. What else?
Oh, damn. Is that really better than my Johnny Carson good. Joke? Is that better than my Johnny Carson?
That's like maybe it's said Carson shitty, yeah.
That's like city. Oh, my dear.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Like, right. I'm a truck driver, so whenever I see the septic tank guys, I'm like, man, that guy's got a shitty job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There it is. You know it.
Yeah.
We're a caller driver show, 813-699-3900. Call us with your... poop experiences on a plane. Hopefully you didn't have any. And I'm sorry if you were having dinner. You're not going to have it anymore after this.
Yeah. Or call us like most people to flush your toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's even more appropriate.
We need it. This is what we need, the toilet flusher.
I know. On this particular shitty story.
This is why I tell my relatives don't listen to the show.
Awesome. This is shaping up to be the best show ever. No reflection on the host, but
is that the only
this is
reason?
Awesome.
It's one of them.
So the fecal flight is just the fecal flight is just a disaster. Is that the way to wrap it up?
Yeah,
that's
like
that's what I wrote it down. The fecal flight.
Nice. That was the extent of your notes.
Yeah,
that's what I went on.
See,
the flying fecal.
That's probably why it didn't start out at the University of College.
The flying fecal finger of fate.
I thought the topic would be somebody forgot their shiitake mushroom.
Oh,
you're reaching.
No, that's why the Carson City was. Yeah. I was telling you that was.
Yeah.
Figured I'd drop to that level.
All right, now I've discussed it, everybody. Let's have some topic changing music.
Well, the shit topics are done, thank God. Now let's hear what's happening here with the Gas Man on the Spike of the Mic show.
All right, this story I saw is very inspiring. There was a little girl who's attempted to be kidnapped by a guy in an SUV. He pulls over and says, "Your brother's been in an accident. You need to get in here so I can take you." And she says, "What's the code word?" And the guy drove on.
Stranger danger?
Oh, nice.
Yes, their family gave him a code word. If a stranger don't know the code word, you don't get in the car.
Oh, man.
And in that same neighborhood, there's been two abductions, or one abduction and attempted abduction in the same neighborhood.
Wow. Hold on a second.
So
the guy said,
your brother has been in an accident, and he's in the hospital, and you need to come with me so I can take you to your parents.
And she didn't fall for that?
She says, "What's the code word?"
Oh, I would have been so in a pickle jar. I would have been in that car. I would have been pickled.
But what I'm saying is, it's a good idea to give, because people are crazy.
Yeah,
you gotta
that's a great idea.
To give your kids a code word, 11 years old, to come up with that, you know?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. I mean, it's just amazing to me. It stuck out to me because they prepare their kid for the crazy people in the world.
I'm all about injecting a tracker like you do in a dog. I would do that with my grandson if they'd let me take him in a car.
My wife and I have a code word. It's grape nuts.
Is that a code word or a safe word?
Yeah, really.
Oh, is that different?
Yeah.
You just say safe
that
word.
That's funny.
Oh my
so
god.
So what is the girl's code word?
They didn't tell
me. Say it.
They
what didn't are you
tell
trying to do?
You're going to pick, you gonna pick her up.
Are you going
to
take your van to Missouri?
Was you the van guy? Were you the van guy?
No. No, I'm not the van guy. But I just wondered if they said what her code word was.
Of course not. I said what the code
why
word is.
Why did you want the code word?
Voice. It's a code.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a story who, what, when, where, why, and how.
Why would you want the particular code word?
I don't really want it, but I'm just curious as to what it is.
And you know, they could change it now, too, just so you don't have to worry about it.
Right, exactly. What was... I'm sure that they've changed the code word since.
Well, beware of Steve is the code word.
I don't think Steve should know any code words. Yes. Changed or not. Yeah.
Voice.
All right, so we're not... They didn't tell... In the article, they didn't say what
the
code
they did not say what the code word is.
Of course not.
And it reminds me, when I was in the Army, we'd be in a combat situation. We had a running password. It was usually Budweiser or whatever, or hot panties. If somebody was running in...
Hot panties.
Yeah, hot panties. If they didn't know the code word, you got shot. If we're in a hot situation and somebody's coming in... If you didn't know the code word, you get shot.
Oh, so, that's not good.
What if it's a young little Filipino kid?
You don't know, but hot panties, you get shot. Yeah. You know, that you might be carrying a bomb.
That would be a problem in my everyday circles because we use the term hot panties all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, in the combat situation, you don't see a lot of hot panties, so it's different.
In World War II in the Pacific.
Whoa, you weren't there, were you?
No, but the code word, the famous code word was Lollapalooza.
Huh.
Get any crickets
and
on this
show killer.
And it didn't, any crickets? It didn't matter that the Japanese knew it.
Any crickets?
Yeah, well, yeah, because they couldn't say it with the L. Is that why?
Yeah, as soon as rah-rah came out.
Rah-rah palooza.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea how that works.
Yeah, la-la-palooza, and then as soon as they said rah-rah, bang.
Shot him. Absolutely.
But
hey, by the way, this is Veterans Day.
Exactly right.
And we have
two?
Three.
Yes, me.
Yeah, three veterans on the show. We have the Gas Man. We have the
voice.
The voice of reason.
And the guy who's not with us.
Dr. Captain.
Whoa.
Wait a minute, Janet.
Oh, you leaving out Janet?
Janet?
I'm a military widow. My husband was killed in an F-16 crash.
Well,
yeah,
you know, you are
definitely a veteran.
That counts. Yeah. Even though you didn't serve that, because you suffered a loss, so that counts.
But you're not a veteran.
Not a veteran.
I have an ID card that says, give her 10% off at Lowe's.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Right. Look, I'm a veteran. I don't have one of those. I don't know how to work.
Yeah.
You got to teach me something, Janet. She's got one up on me. Damn.
Yeah. Well, sorry about that, Janet. That must have been really
that must have been
very tough for a young person.
It was. It
like
sucked.
That.
I was mad. I sued him.
He continues to suck up.
That didn't work out.
Sued the Air Force?
No. You can't sue the military. I sued the free world's largest defense contractor, General Dynamics, about their piece of shit F-16. Since we can say that here.
Yeah. Well, apparently,
because it was.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You blame the plane?
Oh my God! It was the plane. His last words were, "Knock it off! Knock it off! I've got a problem." You don't think he was like sneezing?
So he didn't get shot down.
You said he was shot down.
Oh no! He was killed in peacetime.
Yeah.
He was killed in Korean peacetime. Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, do we do a moment of silence?
All right.
No.
Okay.
No.
We could.
This
like
show has.
Years ago.
We've had many moments of silence on here.
I do appreciate
especially
that.
Especially me being the host, we had too many minutes of silence. So, listen, since
it's
Veterans
Day. Here's to our veterans. Here's to our
give
our
a shout out to all
that,
of our veterans. We appreciate all your service.
Yeah.
Unless you're a punk ass Marine.
Whoa, damn.
Hey, I was in the Army. You better
let me tell you something.
Was he in the Marines?
No, he was an Air Force fighter pilot. So he was like a gentleman pilot.
Listen,
and the Air Force pilots would always be shooting their hands and telling stories until Marine pilots would walk in or Navy pilots would walk in, and then they'd shut up.
Yeah. I'm just joking, man. Marines, we're all on the same team. Army always better than Marines. Marines are better than the Army. It's a joke thing among the veterans, but I salute all of our veterans, anybody who served our country.
Thank God for them.
So, yes.
Freedom, First
Thank
Amendment,
you.
Boy. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Yes. Hell yeah. And while we're on the subject, can I say, everybody tells me, thank you for your service. I get that because I was in Desert Storm. I say find a Vietnam veteran and thank them because they got treated like shit.
Well, that's true.
Absolutely,
yes.
They got the roasting. Find a Vietnam veteran and treat them in a good way.
They
wouldn't know how to handle
the side of the road.
Yeah, because they've been treated like crap so bad. Yeah, for sure.
Awful. Poor guys.
I heard a suggestion from a veteran who said instead of thanking them for their service, because it almost means you should say, you know, there's an interaction.
What do you
just say? Never forget.
That's
yeah,
a good guess.
Never forget.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what to say. I mean, I took an oath and I served. I didn't ever expect to be thanked for it. I don't even know what to say. So never forget. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. It is, except for it's a Holocaust slogan, too. For the Jews.
They, well, they say yeah. it is.
Don't forget that. Them either.
So what?
They kind of own it.
Two commonplace words together are shouldn't be taken because of.
No,
because
it's just.
Of, you know, that?
Well, it's just never forget the Holocaust.
Okay.
Never forget is just, pretty good for
that,
all
so
bad
yeah,
things.
I'm
it's
just
always awkward.
Just
I don't know what to say when somebody says that because I did it for an oath. I mean, I didn't expect to be thanked. So I'm thank you. I don't know what to say. I said thank you for saying that. Yeah. I don't know what to say. It's always awkward when somebody says that.
Say hoo-ah.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. There you go. Hoo-ah.
Yeah, do hoo-ah. that. Scare them.
Yeah, Marines have a lot of things they say to one another.
Yeah, it's because they don't have a lot of words.
Yeah, semper, that thing, semper fi.
Semper fi.
Yeah, they say that. Yep. And booyah. And
yeah, you always got something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, thank you guys. And I want to thank you for everybody for, you know, making this possible.
Yeah. That's right. That's why we're here. Because
exactly
of the veterans. Right. Those freedoms.
Yeah.
All right, let's have some topic changing music, please.
All righty. Wake up! Wake up, it's time to change topics.
Yeah.
There's a guy who's looking at his phone.
Oh, me. What's up? I'm the Swagger the Mike Show.
Okay.
That's
oh
great.
My God, I can't take the mic away from hosting. Let's we're joined by the beautiful Janet. She's our host. So
oh yeah.
She's our guest. So let's Janet, tell us what it is you do and about your website and about the stars. Can you enlighten us a little
bit,
please?
Astrologer. I'm the star goddess, and I predict the future.
Oh,
I try
man.
To awesome. Tell you what energy is going to be available to you during a given point in time and actively encourage you to use it, to act on it.
Janet, is my package going to be delivered tomorrow?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No.
And she's not even a psychic.
Not till Wednesday. Not till Wednesday. But Wednesday's a great day because a lot of things go forward on Wednesday. I'm very excited about that.
But it's so close.
I know.
I've been looking at the traffic.
Waiting,
you know,
the tracking. Is it almost there?
Yeah. It's almost.
Is it like in the state or?
It's in Ybor City.
Oh, it could be, but I'd be
PW. She says he's an astrologer, not an Amazon agent.
No,
what are you doing?
She knows the future.
Yeah.
She knows the future.
Yeah. Present. I left that out. We talk about things in a what?
The past, the present, and the future.
Thank you, Mandy. I can't believe I left it. I have failed a show because I forgot to get that.
No, that was perfect. You put it in the appropriate time.
See, two Geminis because you're on the same page, you're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. I doubt that
you know,
Janet's.
You're a Libra.
I doubt that Janet's interested in your package at all. Really.
That was a good one. That was a good one. You gotta give it to
her.
I don't know. You can ask her again, but.
All I know is that I spit out a lot of beer just then.
It sucks when I'm the host.
I love this show.
I can't put my mic away to laugh. This is terrible.
I love this show. There's nothing like this show.
Okay,
so
Janet, what is it you do?
What is this the first time today a guy has asked you about his package?
Yes, today.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Today.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, for the record,
it's Monday,
I didn't
right?
ask. All right.
Well, whether your package can be delivered, you talked about your package.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True,
you wanted to know about your delivery too.
Yeah. Oh. Oh damn. All right. I'm sorry, Janet.
It's all right. It's okay. I'm used to it actually.
Yeah. No.
Janet has always told us about her Uranus all the time.
All the time. Yeah. What Uranus is doing.
Oh, my God.
I have.
Oh, my God.
I like to talk sports. I can do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys want to talk about the Bucks?
We're going to get to that
Well,
later.
I think the key point is, though, anyone who does want to know what's going on with astrology and everything else, you can always go to JanetScialis.com.
That's
it's JanetSciales.
There it is.
Voice of Reason got it, too.
It is.
Thank you very much.
I give really good advice. I do a daily column. I do a weekly column.
Yes.
I talk to clients. And the most in astrology can really predict is about a year out, maybe 18 months out, because there's so many things. And I don't think things are predetermined. I think that we make our future happen through our choices in the here and now. And I tell my clients, here's what I think you can make happen during this particular time span. You know, and if you put a reasonable amount of effort in, then that should happen.
You can make it happen for
and
you.
And if it hasn't happened by this particular time, then you should bail on it and do something else.
Oh, okay.
That
I
kind
got
of
you.
A thing.
I got
not dragging something out. People want to know, about love, and they want to know about money. They want to know when they're going to get paid and when are they going to get laid. That's really what they want to know.
When I can tell you, when you work for either one of them, that's when you're going to get them both.
Yeah, well,
you work get paid, you work to get laid.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can tell you that. That's how that works.
You're right about that. But they want to know that they're going to be like the right one. And then when they get older, they want to know about health. They want to know, I'm good at picking days for surgery. There are better days than others.
Oh, I mean, really?
Oh, yeah. Most of our surgeries are elective. If you were to say, Jenna, what's the best thing that you do? It's like, make sure people live through surgeries and have the best possible outcome.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Did you say live through surgeries?
Live through surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. Like most of all, when people go to surgery, they get the anesthesia.
Yeah.
And then they go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And then they're lucky if they wake up.
Now, Jenna.
Yeah. No, really. In England, the doctors were on strike.
Were all on strike,
and the death rate dropped by 40%.
What just happened?
You know?
That's funny.
Is it more important, though? Like, obviously, you're looking at the person's sign.
No, I'm looking at the day they do the surgery.
But the person's sign in relation to their surgery date.
No, strictly has to do with the day
so
and time.
So that date of
it's
surgery would
time,
be for everyone.
Right, for everyone, yes.
Not necessarily for a Gemini. All right.
Anybody that has surgery at the full moon or within the day before, the day of, or day after the full moon is going to bleed more than somebody who has surgery at the new moon.
Oh, yeah. No.
And part of the complications, you know, you get swelling and bleeding and that kind of thing, bruising. You get more of that at the full moon because the surface tension of liquids is affected by the full moon and you bleed.
Is it more or less dense? I didn't think about
that. Yeah, it's like you don't cut trees down at the full moon because they're full of water.
Right.
It has the same effect on us because we're a majority of water.
Right.
And then it gets even more specific with the part of the body. There are 12 signs of the zodiac. Each one covers a different part of the body.
But you did the nice general term right there. Hey, you know what?
Just avoid that.
I wouldn't do that day.
I don't do surgery during Mercury retrograde because they make mistakes.
Right.
And every 28 days, and every calendar's got a new moon and a full moon.
Yeah. All right. So the question is, though, should I also not look at if the doctor's wife just left him?
Yeah. I don't know how you look at that, though. They'll lie to you. They won't tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, and I always like to stay awake during surgeries and have, like, a local.
What?
Yes, because one time I had a doctor do a surgery, and he had an assistant doing the work, and he was at my drug stage. And he looked at me, well, you know, he's got to learn somehow. And I'm thinking, you don't have to learn on me.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be a guinea pig. What the hell?
I don't blame you for that.
Did they put you out for your hand surgery?
They wanted to, and I made them give me a nerve block because I don't like my spinal cord to know that's going on. But there are better days than others to do that to get a better result.
I actually had that on my thumb, but it was extended out, and they were doing the surgery, and I was looking at it, and I said, wow,
that really looks cool.
And once I said that looks cool, he says, put him out.
Put him out, yeah.
And I go, like, next thing I know, I'm waking up in the chair.
They didn't want you to make comments.
Yeah.
I have a question. Anything other than that, they didn't want you talking.
I mean, if you're bleeding from an artery, you can't go, hold on, wait a minute, let me call my astrologer. But
I have a question for Mark.
Yes.
What's it like being host?
It is.
It's
like being in surgery where you.
Exactly.
But listen, you're knocked out, but you're awake. You can feel everything going on. You can't wake up. You want to scream, but they can't hear you.
Yeah.
That's what it's
paralyzed
like.
Paralyzed Mark.
That's what it's like.
Road.
All right, so Jenna,
do you have
your social media you want to give out or your website you want to give out?
I just have a website, and I actually, because Jenna Skialis is so hard to spell, I finally just went with stargoddesses.com.
Oh, Star Goddess.
Awesome.
Yeah, because that's the name I use on the air is the Star Goddess.
Let me get it. S-T-A-R.
Uh-oh.
You could do it.
G-O-D-D-E-S-T.
No.
No.
So close.
Damn.
There's
no
close. Teeth. So close.
813-669. Yeah.
Double D, double S.
Yeah, double D, double
call
S.
Call in
it. Stargoddesses.com. And it's free. I don't have any advertising on my site. I don't put cookies on my site. I don't track you.
You
I don't
said cookies?
Any, yeah, I don't do any of that.
You don't know what cookies
are? Oh, you sell cookies.
No, it's
it's an internet thing.
Yeah. Ask the computer worker.
I will get a copy of this podcast. Put that on my site.
Yes, you should.
I will.
Talk more.
And I'll put a link on it. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
PW, at this point, I wish I could tell a surgeon to wake me up and just get me out.
Yeah, but you'd still be paralyzed.
That's true.
Wait a minute. All right.
Skialis doesn't work anymore?
No, it does. It still works.
It points to it. It's an alternate.
I thought I would make it easier for actually my wild listeners.
Star Goddess.
who knew how to spell Skialis?
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of sound like
everybody but you.
Everybody else.
Well, you know,
even
actually,
I have a hard time spelling it.
Actually, it's like the pill, but you put an S in the front.
I know, they ruined it for me. Right.
Except that she has an E in there instead of an I.
That's right.
It's ski, like you're skiing. Ale, like you're drinking ale.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I'm downhill skiing. And then
I and then run into Alice.
You drink
with
some
ale.
You drink
ski
ale.
Alice, yeah.
Ale.
Ale.
Yeah.
And then you put an S on
so
the
I'm
end of it.
So I'm skiing.
You'll remember this because of your boy, Mike Cape, who was here last week.
Oh, correct.
You want to do the thing, and you said the SC. Well, that, now you know the first two letters.
There you go.
Spike and Cape.
I see. And now you know why I went with straw goddesses, because it's just so much easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But hold on a second. By simplifying it, you get less me's.
Sure. No, she get more use.
Oh, yeah, you get more Spikes use. Calling in and say, hey, what's wrong with my laid and paid?
Shut up, Spike.
I'm okay with that. I don't mind them calling in.
Perfect, perfect.
My favorite call I ever got was from a guy, because I do a lot of who's my baby's
daddy.
Oh, my
daddy.
God. They want to know when they got pregnant.
Sure.
And one time I had a guy call up and say, you know, am I my baby's daddy? And Orlando, the host, goes, yeah, why don't you just have a DNA test? And the guy goes, a DNA test? That costs $600.
Right.
A call to the star goddess is free.
Oh, damn.
And so he gave me his date of birth, and the girl's date of birth. And I looked up and said, okay, well, here are the dates that she got pregnant. And he said, oh, yeah, that's when them hurricanes was.
Damn.
I was laying up in that crib. Yeah. And then the next thing he says is, yeah, he does look like me, too. Like,
oh, damn. You are the father.
See, if
he didn't know how to spell Skialis,
he would have been able to do that.
He would have never called. He would have been home free.
Yeah. I actually had a fertility app that I made. That you could put in your girlfriend's date of birth.
Right.
And you could see whether or not she was fertile.
Oh. God, I needed one of those.
I thought a lot of guys would need it.
I've been good. I only got one kid.
One. So
even though every Father's Day, I'm scared to go answer
everybody,
the door.
You know?
Of course, you'd have to put the old for entertainment purposes in case something actually slipped through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want the liability.
That's true.
Yeah.
I love both my unplanned daughters.
Did you only just, I wanted she was unplanned.
Did you just call them oops babies?
Yes, they were both oops babies.
No, it wasn't oops for me. I didn't want to have a kid, but my ex-wife did. So guess what happened?
Oops.
I got a daughter.
Damn that pinhole. See, how'd it get in there?
I love you, though. I love you. I love you, baby. Don't tell people that dad she hates when I say that.
Yeah.
I love her to pieces.
What is the weirdest question you've ever been asked involved around astrology?
Oh, what's in your anus?
Dude.
Excuse me? Weirdest question?
I mean, that's what smarts always ask.
Yeah.
What's in your anus?
No, I ask.
That's not exactly what he asked.
That's not it?
I get questions that I can't answer. My favorite one was, where did Granddaddy hide his money?
Where did Granddaddy hide his money?
Where did Granddaddy hide his money?
Because
Granddaddy hid his money somewhere in the property. It was being sold to developers. And I'm not a medium. I don't talk to dead people, so. But a friend of mine was.
Now.
A friend of mine was. And I said, well, okay, well, you know, call her and see what she says.
Could you, though, like, look at, like, what their sign is and kind of go, he's more of a under-the-shed guy.
I did. I thought it was in the septic tank. I thought it was in a, that it had a septic tank lid.
Right,
and
right.
And that he had on string and put it in a Velcro-like bag.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Janet, do you know Bobby by chance?
Yeah, we're going to be joined right now by our illustrious host, the manager extraordinaire at Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue.
Yeah.
And I used to play ball at Alexander, and we would come here.
Oh, right around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Back in the 90s.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
All right.
This is our boss here, Bobby.
Bobby.
He's the manager here at Hooters.
Hello, Bobby.
Hooters on Hillsborough. He runs a show around here. He lets us be here every night, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's got it. You're set.
Just say something.
No, I have to have y'all here.
Oh, damn. Why you got to pull the curtain back, man?
You lost a bet? Hey, so, Bobby, we have the lovely and talented Janice
Skialis.
She's the star goddess. She knows, sees all things. When's your birthday? Just a month and day. Yeah, that one.
May 16th.
A Taurus. Yeah. You got to be happy when Friday comes.
Oh, yes.
Payday.
Amen.
There you go.
This Friday in particular. Because the things that you've been struggling with since May, the middle of May, come to an end this coming Friday.
Well, I'll be down.
And you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
He's shaking his head.
Oh, being single, you think I'm going to find somebody?
Finally, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
Virgos.
Oh,
Burgers
what's her
and name? Tauruses get along really well.
What's her name?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Steve.
I don't know.
I was hoping it'd be Spike.
Oh, here we go.
Get in line. Get in line.
Okay? Bobby, you're looking younger. Did you do something to your hair?
I did not put any gel in it today.
Oh, is that what it is?
Thanks for noticing.
You look younger.
Gel makes him old? Gel makes him old?
No. Well, I just asked he's looking younger. I said that.
Why is he staring at me like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Janet said you're going to get lucky, didn't she?
Maybe it's smarts.
Maybe it's smarts.
You didn't say with the man or woman. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, Janet.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, Janet, what is it?
Star something.
I'm thinking it's a woman.
Talk, you got to talk to the microphone so we can hear you.
Actually, I'm thinking of somebody from your past coming back.
Really?
Uh-oh. You need to be careful about that. Uh-oh.
Why is that?
Because they're in your past for a reason, and you're going to kind of forget that because of the fun stuff.
So am I going to, like, run into her, or how's this going to happen?
Oh.
Airborne.
Oh, everybody go.
Got a leaker.
Nice.
Janet just flooded out the show, allegedly.
Yes. Yeah, really.
Janet,
are we good? We
that's
good?
My job.
Get, that right, get that right there. Damn the computer.
What do you mean, Dan?
I got the mouse. The mouse. I got the mouse.
Yes.
I got the
so,
mouse.
So get back to telling him he's going to get laid and paid.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah. Here's the thing about people from your past, because they're all married now and have boyfriends, and you can have no strings attached.
No, this is a crazy one.
Well, I'm not jealous.
No, this one's a crazy one.
No, I'm talking about my ex-girlfriend.
Crazy
right?
one.
Yeah, they're the most fun.
She's crazy?
Yeah, they're the most, you know, they're the most fun, but.
Bring her.
Yeah, they're the most trouble.
As Doc Holliday said in Tombstone, say when.
Oh, my she said God. Friday.
Hell yeah, Friday.
Oh, that's Friday. Damn.
So where's this going to, I work Friday, so how's this going to happen?
Yeah, how's that going to work?
I just said it's going to start after Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Friday is the end of the negative cycle.
So,
yeah.
Cycle
oh, okay. End of negative yeah. cycle. Okay.
Here's that a little hint.
Yes.
Shower Thursday night.
Manscaped.
A regular shower or a yeah. Cuban shower?
Spike, that was actually funny. What are you doing?
I'm funny. See there?
That was actually funny, Spike.
Just touch up the stink spots, armpits and pits, you know?
Yeah.
That's all you have to do, right?
I am so sorry for knocking that over.
That's okay.
No harm, no foul. We're all good.
It's
we're professionals
pretty much over
here.
Now.
Yes, you guys. Got yeah, the show is ending in
for those
eight
of you
minutes.
At home,
so,
Janet
Bobby,
knocked over a big glass of something, some sort of a liquid, and it went all over everything.
Yes.
But now we've recovered.
Bobby, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck on Friday night.
Thanks
when you get lucky, baby. Okay, thanks for having us here.
I want to talk to you when the show ends.
Oh, of course. Hell yeah.
Yeah, she knows stuff.
Yeah.
She knows stuff.
And
I'm
I need to know
you.
Stuff.
Yeah, you need to know stuff.
You guys have a good night.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, maybe you're going to get lucky because of the no hair gel thing. Maybe that's why it changes up.
Oh, God. There you go.
All right. In our final 8 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
One more topic change of music, please.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I guess I should be paying attention to this one. I'd missed the last one. I apologize. But, you know, that's what happens when you sit on the show called the Spike on the Mic Show.
Hosted by the
guest. Award-winning.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. What the hell is wrong with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Oh,
what
God.
The F, dude? Where do we start with this? Do we burn everything down?
Oh, it's going to be
burned
down.
Do we get rid of Jameis? What the hell is going on,
it's already
going
to be burned down.
It's crazy.
I think we moved the goal lines a little closer.
What is Janet? What is Dirk Cutter's birthday?
I was afraid you would ask.
That's
that.
A good question.
I'll look it up.
He can tell you.
Pretty sure. I know that Jameis Winston is a Capricorn.
Yeah.
So I know that he is not going to come around. I know that Fitzmagic is a Sagittarius, and he starts doing great next week. Unfortunately, I didn't watch the game because I didn't want to cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Same reason I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I was listening to it in the car coming back, and I thought, I don't even want to watch this. But was it our defense that didn't show up?
The defense actually had their
defense
best game of the
good.
Year.
Defense played really good.
He will be 60 come up on February 5th.
Yeah, I thought he was an Aquarian. He's an Aquarian. I think the general manager, Jason, I think is also an Aquarian.
Jason Light.
Jason Light.
And I think they're the ones that have been under the gun since May.
And shouldn't they be?
Yeah, they should be. They really should be.
I mean, our defense played good, but we played against a mediocre offensive line. I mean, you got to throw that in there, too. Redskins' offensive line are banged up.
You are correct. February 13th,
that's
he will be 48.
Yeah. And Mars has been an Aquarius since May, so this is
so this is not
May.
The age of Aquarius.
Not for those two guys.
Yeah,
they'll be lucky. Is there something?
Aquarius, age of Aquarius. That's a great song. Yeah.
What?
It depends. I don't know that there's another coach available, is there?
Oh, there will be at the end of the year. There'll be a thousand.
Oh, okay.
But, dude, what
are
we going to do? I mean, the great teams, Pittsburgh's, New England, San Francisco back in the day, they had stability and management and coaching. We have no stability here. When are we going to get some stability so we can build on a freaking team, man?
Well, they're a really good team.
Wait
a minute.
We had that with Tony Dungy, and they fired him.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we had it with John Gruden, and they fired him, too.
Yes.
So they and then
and ever since then, what's happened?
I don't remember who else was there, but I know that they made a big mistake when they fired Lovie because he's the one that brought Jameis Winston in. And if anybody's going to develop that guy,
they should have gave Lovie two more years.
One year.
Yeah.
And
but they gave okay, here's my thing. I got to say this.
They gave this guy the head coach job because
he had a relationship with
Jameis.
But he's never been a head coach before.
Doesn't matter.
He was at Arizona State.
In college, dude. Yeah. College and pro.
He is a white guy, though. He's a white guy, though.
That's true.
He wasn't tall.
That is a key factor.
So that's
that
given
that
was the
Lovey, give him the fire. They should have given him a two. He went to a Super Bowl, man.
Or Tony Dungy.
He coached a team to a Super Bowl. They get rid of the good coaches with good structure. I don't know why they do that. And we've been in turmoil ever since.
Yeah.
I love the Buccaneers. I've been a Bucs fan for 25 years. I wear my hat right now, and I love the Buccaneers. I'm always going to be a Bucs fan. But, dude, we got to get something going here. What the hell should we – what do we need to do?
I always offered, to advise them, but they never take me up on it.
They need to. You can't hurt them. That's for damn sure.
Hey,
I'm going to do it with draft picks on who to pick and who not to pick.
Smotch can help them out. Smotch got some spree.
They
can help
the record books
But in defense of the Bucs, the two number one draft pick quarterbacks, I don't think the other guy did any better either. The one that James
Mariota, he's not killing
Baker Mayfield had a fantastic day. He had a perfect day yesterday.
One day.
Yesterday.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
okay,
he's
but he's been there for 3 years, right?
Mariota came out with Winston. What's his numbers?
Oh, you're talking about Mariota.
What's his numbers compared to Winston?
Comparable.
It's not
way less turnovers. Way less turnovers.
Yeah, but.
All right, wait a second. Let's ask Spike.
Crickets. Let's ask Spike. The
Bucs have a really good team. They're trying real hard. They're getting their act together.
Spike.
And I think that they're going to really do a great job for the rest of the season.
Okay, they're going to do fine in 2 years.
I don't know why
it is, but I could tell you that I know that the old Bucs were Sagittarians, the new Bucs are Capricorns, and that Saturn's in Capricorn now, that they're going to end up rebuilding, but not this year. But the following year, they'll actually make the playoffs.
Do they keep Jameis Winston?
Is your favorite movie?
I would.
Is your
I
favorite movie The Fish at St. Pittsburgh?
I do love that movie.
That's a great movie, isn't it?
I
went to the movies to see that when I was a kid.
Yeah, I do.
I love basketball.
And she's right. I worked for the Lightning in 92.
Really?
Yeah, with Phil Esposito. Nice. Picking draft guys. If you're going to go deep in the draft, you want
to
know.
Get Esposito to work for the Bucs. That's what we're missing. Get Esposito to work for the Bucs.
Yes.
Problem solved, right?
Yeah.
He can't do any fucking worse, can he? I don't think so.
Really.
He can't do any worse.
I doubt it.
Jesus Christ, man.
But 2 years, not this. And I would keep him and I would develop him because we paid
a
lot of money
for
him.
I would keep
Winston. And he just needs to learn finesse. He needs to go with a quarterback whisperer somewhere and learn finesse.
And we need someone we need an offensive line to block for us.
We've never had an offensive line
at all.
30 years of drafts, we have never once. We spent $1 million on running backs and quarterbacks and all these guys, and our quarterbacks always throw from their ass.
That is a great Janet with the sports knowledge as well. No, you're great. You're awesome. Our last 2 minutes of the show we're coming down to here.
Oh,
I want to say thank you again to Spike on the mic for letting the gas man with the biggest name on the banner host the show.
I like to call you. I think I'm gonna call you Good Hands. No, State Farm, because you. I left the show in good hands.
That's all State.
That's good.
I do want to ask one question here because I know that it's important because Gasman has done a good job.
Right.
But Spike, can you tell us what Gasman's key point in that last segment was, please?
Yeah, he said sometimes.
Oh yeah. We couldn't hear it.
That was Alexis.
That's good. All right. Fair enough.
All right. We're going to go around the table and find out what left you. I can't say that. Okay. What stuck with you for sure tonight? Force of reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, fortunately, it's what didn't stick with me, and that was feces.
That's a good thing.
I got to think of something else.
Real Smots, what's stuck with you?
Well, again, shitty topics on the night.
PW, the great and powerful. What's stuck with you, buddy?
I really got a piece, so I hope this show ends soon.
Janet, what's stuck with you, our esteemed guest? Thank you for being here. What's
stuck
with you?
I got to say the same thing. The airplane, I'm still unhappy with Delta.
And Spike on the mic, what's stuck with you, buddy?
Allstate.
Yeah. And I wanted to say one more thing stuck with me tonight, too. It's JanetScalis.com. JanetScalis.com. Or just like check out StarGoddess.com.
In our last 35 seconds, I am the Gas Man, hosting the Spike on the Mic show. Thank you for letting me sit in, and thank you for listening. Please come back next week and listen to us again. I'm not going to say one. Gas Man out.
How long is 35 seconds?
It's a long time. We can go.
We got...